Exclusive: Migrant Got Away Total Tops 130K in 2021. By Randy Clark on March 24, 2021. A senior leader within Customs and Border Protection provided Breitbart Texas with developments in the number of migrants escaping apprehension. The source, speaking on a condition of anonymity, expressed frustration at the misplacement of Border Patrol resources in the Southwest. According to the source, nearly 900 migrants per day eluded apprehension nationwide over the last 2 weeks. In March, gotaway totals for fiscal year 2021 surpassed 118,000 for fiscal year 2021. A source now reports the total exceeds 130,000. The metric is usually not released by DHS. It is achieved by counting illegal immigrants who ultimately escape Border Patrol apprehension after being observed by aircraft platforms and camera systems. In addition, Border Patrol agents use traditional sign-cutting techniques to identify footprints where cameras do not capture the crossing. "That's where it gets tricky," says one agent who did not wish to be identified. "On a small trail, dozens can walk all over each other's footprints, so you just do your best. Often, they'll glue carpet to the soles of their shoes." Sources say the gotaway count usually fails to truly reflect reality and comes up short. This comes as CBP reports its highest apprehension totals since 2006. The humanitarian needs of thousands of unaccompanied children has impacted the Border Patrol's ability to operate in many remote areas. This situation is likely to worsen as the crisis develops. As Border Patrol agents are redirected to humanitarian aid to unaccompanied minors and staff newly opened facilities, the border itself is undermanned, according to the source. Homeland Security is focused strictly on the optics of the border and not the underlying vulnerabilities, the source complains. Despite the current administration's refusal to call the immigration situation on the border a crisis, the recent surges are objectively concerning. Many believe the impetus for the surges are fueled by the promise of amnesty legislation. The administration's new policies regarding lax interior enforcement and a reduction in removals are also believed to be contributing factors. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.